Okay, my friends. So today I am reading you a delightful story because I think we all need a good smile. Have you had a day where you've had a difficult start and you need to turn your day around? You need to turn that frown into a smile? Then have I got a story for you. Today it is called The Camel Who Found His Smile. And the story was written by Rachel Bright, and the illustrations are by Jim Field. And you guys, I will post the pictures, a couple of the pictures from the story, on my Instagram so you can see them. And of course, I always go through and link all the stories for you on my Amazon affiliates page. So if you would like to get a copy of this book and read along with us, which I encourage you all very much to do, then you can know exactly what I'm talking about as I read the book. And I promise you it's going to be worth it. This is a great one. So today's story is read by Mommy.
And me.
And who is this?
I'm Little Petey.
Little Petey is sitting right next to me. It's nice to know I'm not alone. Today's story is read by Mommy and Little Petey. Here we go. As a shimmering sun lit the desert at dawn, a clumping of camels awoke
with a yawn.
Good morning,
sang one.
Yoo-hoo, rise and shine.
I will, called another. Today is divine.
But one little camel, he covered his eyes.
Too early for singing. Still sleeping, you guys.
Oh, Cuthbert, they called. Today is the day when we'll reach the oasis to drink and to play.
I don't want to leave yet. I don't want to walk,
Cuthbert complained.
Not ready to talk.
Now the flock, they were used to a Cuthberty slump, but this morning there just wasn't time for a grump. So the caravan, led by example out front, setting out through the sands with a snort and a grunt, Cuthbert begrudgingly trailed with a pout.
So many things to feel grumpy about.
Cuthbert was tired, and Cuthbert was hot. Cuthbert was really stuck in a spot. And in the pictures, we can see him. He's actually quite smaller than all the rest of the camels, I think. I suppose there might be one that's closer in size, but all the rest of them are much bigger than he is. Oh, Cuthbert, I can understand how sometimes you wake up on the wrong side of the bed or the wrong dune of the sand, and you might think to yourself, I don't have it in me today. But do you know, there's something special that you can do. You can choose how you feel. You get to decide. Let's see what he does.
I can't walk anymore. Carry me, please.
He called to the group with a wail and a wheeze. And three camels, they paused, turning back from the clan.
You're too big for that, Cuthbert. You can do it. You can.
But,
muttered Cuthbert as he fought back a tear.
I won't and I can't. I'm staying right here.
And he has plopped it down in the hot, hot sand. They coaxed and suggested and then tried to beg. But Cuthbert said,
not even moving one leg.
He buried his head with a moan and a groan.
I don't want to go. Leave me alone.
He was being
so grumpy.
Though he knew that he shouldn't. He wanted to cheer up, but felt like he couldn't. Have you ever felt that way? When you know your attitude is wrong and you should suddenly stop, but you're so feeling gross that you don't know how to do it. You don't know how to turn off the grump. Let's see what happens. So reluctantly, each turned away one by one until, camel by camel, the whole train was gone. Cuthbert had not really thought this one out. His belly flipped over with ripples of doubt. Cuthbert just knew he'd be here for a while. Could he shake off this slump? Remember his smile? But just as things seemed a little bit bleak, hip-hopping past came a chap with a squeak.
Hum, whoop-de-doo, diddly-dee, I'm tippity-tap, life is super, yippee.
Well, John the Gerboa was filled with fun.
I love leaping and sand and hotness and sun.
He boinged into Cuthbert, not looking or slowing, then froze where he saw where his paws had been going.
Whoopsie-daisy,
he turned on his toe. But in flushes of blushes, Cuthbert yelled out,
"Don't go! Can you help me? Please stay. I got myself stuck. I need some of your bounce and some of that luck. What's your secret? I'm totally stumped. Can you show me the way? Can you get me ungrumped?"
John squeaked and blinked, thinking mid-leap.
"Well, there's really no big magic secret I keep. I used to be kind of a grunch and a crank, and the first one to moan and the last one to thank. But one fateful day, I saw things anew. I thought of a much better thing I could do. I chose something different. I tried on a smile, and it worked. It ungrumped me in staggering style."
"Smile?"
Cuthbert sputtered.
"Smiling?" he spat. "Well, I can't, and I won't be considering that."
"You're right,"
agreed John, with an eyebrowy frown.
"A camel like you can't turn frowns upside down."
And pointing at Cuthbert, John boinged up to add,
"No smiling, no laughing, you keep feeling mad."
Well, this hadn't been quite what Cuthbert expected. His lips twitched and quivered, although he objected.
"Stop it! No laughing, no happy, no glee, no!"
danced out John.
"Smiling's only for me."
Well, John looked so silly that Cuthbert, he cracked. Collapsing in giggles, he rolled on his back, guffawing big snorts from his belly-aching laugh that melted the grumps and turned stubborns to jelly. Both of their grins were as wide as you like, and they were ready for anything. Even a hike. They galloped and raced, and in no time at all, they were at the oasis and having a ball. All together again, they splashed and they played till the heat of the day was beginning to fade. And this was how Cuthbert, heart soft but headstrong, found out this choice had been there all along, hiding inside him, just waiting within for him to decide to let happiness in. And if we know that, it makes us so strong, whether stuff's going right or stuff's going wrong. Yes, if we choose joy and laughter and play, there's magic and wonder in every day. And so, my challenge to you is this. Ready? Look for opportunities to control your feelings. And say to yourself, I will not be grumpy. I will not be angry. I will not be upset. Instead, I will be full of joy. I will find something beautiful. And I will focus on the happy. Do you know when you do that? I heard a person who was a doctor who works with feelings. And he said that if you choose to look for the good things, that you will start to see the good things in everything. And you will start to see happy things and you will start to feel happy. But if you choose to look for the bad things, if you choose to look for the angry things, then you will become bad and angry. So you have to make a choice. Who do you want to be? I know you'll choose the right thing. And that, my good friends, is, stay with me, the
end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.